This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey from St. Philip Orthodox Church in Davie, Florida. Join us daily on the journey.
Welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures 2021. I'm Father Alexis, and we are reading through the Scriptures each day of the year using the Orthodox Study Bible. Today is day 171 of our readings, and it's June 20, the Feast of Pentecost. So today we will be reading from The Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 3, Psalm 139, Proverbs chapter 30, verses 6 through 10, and Acts chapter 4, verses 23 through 37. In yesterday's reading from the Wisdom of Solomon, we heard the arguments of those who have embraced death, who say life is short, so enjoy it while you can. Since there is nothing afterwards, there's no reason to live in a sober and self-giving way. Well, today we will hear the other side of the story, the words of the righteous. And we will read Psalm 139 today. This psalm is the last of the Passion Psalms used in the church. It is sung at the sixth royal hour on Great and Holy Friday. Now to the readings. Let's begin. The Wisdom of Solomon, Chapter 3. But the souls of the righteous are in the hand of God, and no torture will ever touch them. In the eyes of the undiscerning, they seemed to have died, and their departure was considered to be misfortune, and their passage from us to be their destruction. But they are at peace, for though in man's view they were punished, their hope is full of immortality. Though chastened in a few things, great kindness will be shown them. For God tested them and found them worthy of himself. He tested them like gold in a furnace and accepted them as a whole burnt offering. In the time of their visitation they will shine forth, and they will run about like sparks through straw. They will judge nations and rule over peoples, and the Lord shall reign over them unto the ages. Those who trust in him will understand truth, and the faithful shall continue with him in love, because grace and mercy are upon his elect. But the ungodly shall experience the punishment they themselves plotted, they who rejected the righteous man and rebelled against the Lord. For whoever despises wisdom and instruction is miserable, and their hope is vain, their labors are useless, and their works are worthless. Their wives are foolish, and their children are evil, their existence accursed. Blessed is the undefiled barren woman who has not known sexual promiscuity. She shall have fruit in the visitation of souls. Blessed also is the eunuch who has done no lawless deed, nor thought evil things against the Lord. For a chosen grace of faith will be given to him, and a delightful portion in the temple of the Lord. For the fruit of good labors is of good report, and the root of discernment is infallible. But the children of adulterers shall not reach maturity, and the seed of a lawless bed shall perish. For even if they live a long time, they shall be considered as nothing, and in the end their old age will be accounted a dishonor. But if they should die young, they would have no hope, nor consolation in the day of decision. For the end of an unrighteous generation is grievous. Psalm 139. Deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Rescue me from the unjust man, who devised wrongdoing in their heart. They arrayed themselves for war all day long. They sharpened their tongue like a serpent. The venom of asps was under their lips. Keep me, O Lord, from the hand of the sinner. Deliver me from unjust men who plotted to trip up my steps. The arrogant hid a trap for me,
and they stretched out ropes as snares for my feet. They set a stumbling block for me near my path. I said to the Lord, You are my God. Give ear, O Lord, to the voice of my supplication. O Lord, O Lord, the power of my salvation, you overshadowed my head in the day of war. Because of my desire, O Lord, do not hand me over to the sinner. They plotted against me. Do not forsake me, lest they be exalted. As for the head of those who encircle me, the toil of their lips shall cover them. Coal shall fall upon them. You shall overthrow them with fire. Do not let them withstand hardships. A talkative man shall not prosper on earth. Evil shall hunt the unjust man to destruction. I know the Lord will maintain the cause of the poor man and the justice of the needy. Surely the righteous shall give thanks to your name, and the upright shall dwell in your presence. Proverbs chapter 30, verses 6 through 10. Do not add to his words that he might not reprove you and you become a liar. Two things I ask from you. Do not take away grace from me before I die. Make a vain word and a lie be far from me, but give me neither riches nor poverty, and appoint what is necessary and sufficient for me, lest being full I become a liar and say, Who sees me? Or being poor I steal and swear by the name of God. Do not deliver a servant into the hands of his master, lest he curse you and you be destroyed. Acts chapter 4, verses 23 through 37. And being let go, they went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. So when they heard that, they raised their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, you are God who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them, who by the mouth of your servant David have said, Why did the nations rage and the people plot vain things? The kings of the earth took their stand and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For truly against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together to do whatever your hand and your purpose determined before to be done. Now, Lord, look on their threats, and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word, by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Now the multitude of those who believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was his own, but they all had things in common. And with great power the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Nor was there anyone among them who lacked, for all who were possessors of lands or houses sold them, and brought the proceeds of the things that were sold, and laid them at the apostles' feet, and they distributed to each as anyone had need. And Joses, who was also named Barnabas by the apostles, which is translated son of encouragement, a Levite of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it, and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet.
Blessed Feast of Pentecost, the day we celebrate the descent of the Holy Spirit on the apostles and believers, the day we recommit ourselves to our own Pentecost when we were chrismated, as well as invite God's Holy Spirit to be active and guiding in our lives. We certainly do this at the kneeling prayers in church, but every day when we ask the Holy Spirit to come and abide within us. The other day I read the prayer that we offer to the Holy Spirit. Today, I'd like to sing this prayer, arranged by Father John El Masih. It is a Byzantine chant in the sixth tone.
O heavenly King, the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, who art in all places and fillest all things, treasury of good things and giver of life, come and dwell in us and cleanse us from every stain and save our souls, O good One.
I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.